Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You are listening to us on WQEE 99.1 FM out of Noonan, and this is Friday. I hope that everybody has enjoyed their week. We have got just an incredible show for you. As many of you know, I haven't been doing this show 5 days a week this week. I've only had a couple of shows. Thrift and I did a Georgia Alabama Sports Live show on Tuesday night. We ran some best of shows. But next week, I plan on going back to 5 days a week. But great show for you. A lot of content to include the NBA playoffs, the Atlanta Braves getting a sweep of the Houston Astros, and that awkward moment by that Indianapolis reporter with Caitlin Clark. It will go down in infamy, and I have some thoughts about it. But first, we got some play-in games tonight to determine the number 8 seed as the NBA playoffs start this Saturday, as we have got the Chicago Bulls taking on the Miami Heat at 7 o'clock ESPN, and the Sacramento Kings going down to the Bayou to take on the New Orleans Pelicans for the right for the number 8 seed. Those play-in tournaments were fun. On Tuesday, the Los Angeles Lakers defeated the New Orleans Pelicans 110-106. D'Angelo Russell was playing out of his mind, and he shot a big three to put him up by 4. Zion Williamson left the game when it was tied at 95-95. Be careful what you wish for. The Los Angeles Lakers get the number 7 seed, and now they have to play the Denver Nuggets, the rematch of the Western Conference Finals. But I do think that the Lakers match up well with them, especially if D'Angelo Russell is their third option. I think that the Lakers could give Denver a good series. Now, as for New Orleans, they're going to be without Zion Williamson tonight. I don't know if the Pelicans have enough to beat the Kings, as the Kings were able to defeat the Warriors on Tuesday night, 118-94 at Sleep Train Arena. And the question has been on everybody's mind. All the sports talk radio shows were talking about it the day after. Is the Warriors' dynasty over? They had a pretty good run, a 10-year run, with the core of Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. They built something special. They won 4 titles. They even brought Kevin Durant over to win 2 of those titles. But they had an incredible run, 5 straight trips to the NBA Finals. And then after COVID, they rebuilt it a little bit, and they were able to get their core players healthy. Klay Thompson was out for 2 years. They got their core players healthy, and they win another title in 2022. But I think that they're going to break this up. Klay Thompson is not going to be a Warrior. He's probably going to go to the Lakers. Draymond Green might retire, and that would mean Steph Curry is the only player left from those championship teams. And I got to believe that those developing players that the Warriors were trying to build for the future, like Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody, and it didn't quite work out with James Wiseman, I think that they're going to be going back to square one. I don't know if the Warriors will get to where they were absolutely terrible in the early 2000s. I remember growing up as a kid, the Warriors were awful, after 1997 when Chris Mullin, Tim Hardaway, Chris Webber, Sprewell, when they all left, the Warriors were terrible. I'm not sure if they'll ever get back to that level, but the Warriors are going to be rebuilding. Let's talk about the playing games that happened on Wednesday. Wasn't that fun between the 76ers and the Miami Heat? The Sixers were down by 13, but how about Nicholas Batum? He was acquired from the James Harden trade by the Clippers, and this is a great two-way player. Joel Embiid was absolutely incredible. The 76ers get the 7 seed, and they will play the Knicks in the next round. Joel Embiid had 23, Tyrese Maxey with 19, Nicholas Batum with 20. As for the Miami Heat, it seemed like Tyler Hero almost carried him to a playoff win. Tyler Hero had 25 points. Have yourself a day. Now, Jimmy Butler shot 5 of 18. He only had 19 points. He wasn't exactly playoff Butler, and he's going to be out with an MCL strain. Could be out a couple of weeks. Definitely going to be out against the Chicago Bulls tonight. Well, the Chicago Bulls really put the Hawks in a demise in that play-in game. And they end the Atlanta Hawks season 131-116. Kobe White, he is a candidate for most improved player, averaging 19 points a game. Had a career-high 42 points as the Chicago Bulls just dismantled the Atlanta Hawks. And I think that the Hawks need to break this up. I don't know if they need to go in a different direction with a different head coach than Quinn Snyder, but I just don't believe that the backcourt of Trae Young and DeJounte Murray works out. Maybe they need to trade Trae Young. I know there's talks that Trae wants to play with another superstar. Does he go to another team? He's not the franchise player that we all thought. He is an electric player, a good scorer. But you got to remember when the Atlanta Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2021, it was because the Sixers imploded and Ben Simmons really messed that chemistry up. Trae Young had a fascinating series against the Knicks in the first round. They barely beat the Sixers. Kevin Huerter got hot. Remember, he's not on the team anymore. And they were able to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. That is not the expectation of the Atlanta Hawks. I just want to see the Hawks get to the second round like they used to do in the early 2010s with Joe Johnson, Josh Smith, Al Horford. That group of players. The Hawks at least were consistent back under Mike Woodson and Larry Drew and then eventually Mike Budenholzer. Look, they went through some coaching changes. Lloyd Pierce, Nate McMillan, Quinn Snyder. When are they going to get the coaching search right? I mean, look at what Ime Udoka is doing over in Houston. Look at what Nick Nurse is doing over in Philly. I mean, Doc Rivers came out of the broadcast booth, and now he's coaching the Bucks. I mean, why couldn't the Hawks get Doc Rivers, who used to play for the Hawks? Anyway, going on a rant there, but the Hawks season is over. They'll go to the lottery. They really got to focus on defense. They got to get defensive players. I like DeAndre Hunter. I like him as a role player. I don't like him as a superstar. Jalen Johnson, he's a good defensive player. They got to part ways from guys that don't play defense. And maybe they have to get rid of Trae Young. Onyeka Okongwu's been a bust. Clint Capella hasn't really lived up to the hype. And I think they missed the 20 points a game, 10 rebounds from John Collins. You didn't get better after last year. You lost John Collins, and you know you replaced him with Sadiq Bey, but he was injured for the most of the season. So the Atlanta Hawks season is over. It's the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. The winner will take on the Boston Celtics. Here's what the rest of the NBA playoffs looks like. So the Orlando Magic start things off on Saturday at 1 p.m. as they are taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Magic has been the surprise team in the NBA. And then at 3:30, you got superstar power. The Phoenix Suns taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves are playing at home. They're only a game and a half point favorite A lot of people are picking the Suns in this series because of the superstars that they have with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. But the Minnesota Timberwolves were the number two seed because they do have Anthony Edwards. They're going to be without Karl Anthony Towns, but they also have Rudy Gobert. They got some good pieces, but are the Minnesota Timberwolves that type of team that was just a great regular season team and nothing more, nothing less, and they get an early exit in the NBA playoffs? All right, 6 o'clock. We got the 76ers and the Knicks. I was up in New York a couple of weeks ago. I know how big this rivalry is. These cities, the bragging rights between Philly, New York, Boston, this is a very underrated rivalry. Sixers, Knicks, that's going to be on ESPN. And then the rematch of the Western Conference Finals, the Lakers and the Nuggets. On Sunday, the Celtics will await the winner of the Bulls Heat. I think it's going to be the Chicago Bulls. And then the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Clippers. How fun is that series going to be? You got Kyrie, you got Luka, you got Paul George, you got Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, you got superstars everywhere. The Indiana Pacers taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are going to be without Giannis. The Pacers are going to be without Benedict Mathurin. But the Pacers do have a very special point guard. I love this guy when he was drafted by the Sacramento Kings. Tyrese Halliburton, also an Olympian. And then the Oklahoma City Thunder in the nightcap, 9:30, will await the winner of the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans. I think even without Zion Williamson, the Pelicans could beat the Kings because they do have C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram. They got Jonas Valanciunas. They got some good pieces, and the Pelicans might end up winning that game. Boy, the NBA playoffs all week next week. I will get into that. I'll also get into the NHL playoffs, and I'm going to talk about the WNBA draft because it did happen on Monday night. Thrift Behringer and I talked about it on the show. Later on in the show, I'm going to talk about the reporter Greg Doyle and that awkward moment he had with Caitlin Clark. I'm going to break down the whole incident because I have an opinion on it. Like a lot of people in this world, I'm a little bit socially awkward too. So I kind of understand where Greg Doyle was coming from. All right, let's move on. As Caitlin Clark was selected number one overall by the Indiana Fever. By the way, 2.4 million people watched the WNBA draft. You don't think the WNBA is going to be big this season? This might be the biggest season yet as the Indiana Fever will take on the Dallas Wings on May the 3rd. I was already looking at tickets for the Fever and the Dream. You know, they're jacking up those prices to about $120 a ticket. Yikes. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun to see. Oh, and I cannot wait to see Caitlin Clark, at least on the TV screen. And, you know, the Chicago Sky getting Angel Reese and Cardoza. And, you know, that's going to be a very good team. I think that Cameron Brink going to the Los Angeles Sparks. I mean, she was a great player for Stanford. The WNBA is going to be more popular than ever. And I believe the most people are going to be watching the WNBA this season. All right, let's talk NHL. The Arizona Coyotes played their final regular season game as they will relocate to Salt Lake City next season. I mean, it was tough before that fan base. I mean, Arizona, you got to have a winner in order for the fans to come out and support the team. And that just wasn't getting it done. So the NHL okays the relocation to Salt Lake City. Not sure what the team name is going to be called, whether it's going to be Utah or Salt Lake City. Not quite sure, but let's talk about some of the playoffs that are happening as they start on Saturday, April the 20th. You got the New York Islanders. They're going to be taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. The Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Boston Bruins. You got the Florida Panthers taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The New York Rangers, who have the best record in the NHL, taking on the Washington Capitals. The Colorado Avalanche is going to be up in Winnipeg, taking on the Winnipeg Jets. And The Nashville Predators taking on the Vancouver Canucks. We still have some playoff teams that are still up for grabs, including the Vegas Golden Knights and the LA Kings. As a Sharks fan, I am truly disappointed on the disastrous season that the San Jose Sharks had. The worst record in the NHL, by far. 47 points. Absolutely pathetic. At least there's hope with the Chicago Blackhawks because they do have Connor Bedard, who had a fantastic season with 61 points as a rookie, 22 goals. The Sharks have no hope. I remember in 2016 when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Just about every year since their existence in 93, they were making the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, they have been a laughingstock in the NHL. I would like to see it turned around. I don't know how that's going to happen, but that core players of Patrick Marleau and Joe Thornton and Jonathan Chichu, they're all gone. So who's going to step up? And I know that fan base, they still love the San Jose Sharks, and it's really hard to get the Bay Area excited about the Sharks once again, you know, especially with all the other Bay Area teams doing so well. Major League Baseball, how about those Atlanta Braves? Beating the Houston Astros, sweeping them the last game. They won in 10 innings, 5-4. The Atlanta Braves are 12-5. Marcell Ozuna is having a great season for the Braves. They did have an injury bug with Ozzie Albies, but the Atlanta Braves, they should be able to weather the storm. I love this pitching. They are stepping up in the absence of Spencer Strider as Max Fried has struggled a little bit. But the Atlanta Braves getting just big-time pitching from Ronaldo Lopez. And then you also have Darius Vines. So anytime you can get your 3 and 4 and your 5 starters to actually pitch gems, you're going to have a great regular season record. And that's going to bode well, especially when Spencer Strider does come back. He's not going to come back this year. He's out for the season. But hopefully, he'll be back next season. All right, why don't we take our first break? When we come back, I'm going to talk about the local sports happening in and around the Chattahoochee Valley, to include the Columbus Lions' big victory over the Harrisburg Stampede. You got Game 2 of the Federal Prospects Commissioner's Cup playoffs between the River Dragons and the Mississippi Seawolves. And we've got high school baseball action, including on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You don't want to go anywhere. It's a Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. And that is presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And we'll be right back.
Yeah! Stick around.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High. with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
We are back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. The Columbus Lions go to 3-0 on the season. They had their wideout game. It was Special Olympics night at the Columbus Civic Center last night. And they end up getting the 73-12 victory over the Harrisburg Stampede. The Lions are now 3-0 on the season, 2-0 at the Columbus Civic Center. And they are just completely dominating the AIF. And they are just winning on all aspects of the game. Offense, defense, special teams. It has just been a complete beatdown. It's great to see if you're a Columbus Lions fan. But if you want to see competitive indoor football, maybe the Lions need to go back into another competitive league. I don't know, like the NAL. The league that they kicked them out. I mean, the Lions are trying to make a statement here. What Coach Damian Daniels is doing, he's 3-0 on the season. I watched the broadcast on the Columbus Lions YouTube channel. Thrip Behringer did an outstanding job like he always does. He actually had a busy day yesterday. Him and DJ Jones were at the St. Luke's Ministry Center for the Sports Visions Female Awards Luncheon. Outstanding female athletes from all over the high schools in the Chattahoochee Valley were recognized yesterday. And then he hosted Sports Visions with DJ Jones on the road. Jack Patterson was a guest on that. The day before, the Georgia Alabama Sports Live Show had Tyler Redmond on with Thrip Behringer. Chris Gates called the Smith Station Central game. He also had Chris Gates calling the Troup County Central game yesterday. I just appreciate the effort from Chris Gates, Thrip Behringer, Rick Beach, Noah Shelton, everybody that has stepped up while I have been gone doing military training. Now, I want to be there more than anything. I really felt bad that I missed the awards luncheon. I went to last year's awards luncheon. Hopefully, I'll get my schedule right because there are so many sporting events and special events that I want to be a part of, being a part of Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I'm going to try to call the Northside Calvary Christian game tonight because I will be returning, and then we are going to call CVCC baseball on Saturday, and then we got a busy week next week as high school baseball playoffs start, and that is going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's talk about some of the games that happened last night in high school baseball. Heritage ends up beating Pacelli 4-3. You got Brookstone, a big comeback win over Strong Rock Christian 13-4. And Calvary Christian ends up beating Troup County 6-5. Hardaway ends up beating Jordan 6-5. How about that? And Carver ends up losing to Daugherty 10-7. Like I mentioned, Smith Station and Central. Trying to get a score update on that game. Don't forget, we got some baseball games happening today. Columbus, they got the win over Northside on Wednesday. They are 13-14. They are 6-2 in their region, trying to host a playoff game and try to get back to the Elite Eight or maybe even further. You got Shaw taking on Callaway. Callaway's having a fantastic season, 19-6. Shaw is as well. 13-11, they are on a roll. They will host Troup County for another home playoff series next week on Thursday. And Glenwood on the road taking on Coosa Valley Academy. And then on Saturday, we've got the Spencer Green Wave hosting Southwest. And then Kendrick also hosting Southwest as well. Those are all the games on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And seriously, it is a lot of fun, you know, calling these games. And as we wind down baseball season, I know that it slows down in the month of June and July. But I do have a special announcement here on the Sports Beat.
I'm going to do everything I can in my power to try to attend SEC Media Days in Dallas. They say everything's bigger in Texas, right? Well, we've got Oklahoma and Texas being introduced into the SEC. SEC Media Days from July the 15th through the 19th. It's going to be in Dallas. I'm already looking at flights on Expedia because I want to go more than anything. I would love to go and represent Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we've got to make that happen. I feel like that could be an opportunity to network, and I'm excited about that. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to break down the awkward press conference between Greg Doyle and Caitlin Clark. You don't want to miss it because I actually break it down to the T. It's the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We'll be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
We are back on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Final segment before I get you out of here and we end up having a best of show. Don't forget, next week I will be back on the air on Monday. I'll be back in Columbus. I'm excited about that. And I'll also be calling some baseball games for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. So back to a busy schedule. And, you know, I was having a busy schedule this week. I was working 16-hour days. The days that I was giving the station a best of show, I was literally working 16-hour days. All right, it's been on my mind since I saw that awkward press conference, and I do have some thoughts. Greg Doyle, who is a reporter, seemed a little giddy. But in case you're wondering about this awkward conversation between Greg Doyle and newly Indiana Fever player Caitlin Clark, this was her introductory press conference. So he identifies himself. He does the heart symbol. And she says, oh, you like that? And here's the dialogue. Tell me if this is not creepy. And I'm going to try to imitate Greg Doyle as much as possible from the Indy Star in this creepy voice. I like that you're here. Who says that? This is a professional. This is a professional journalist. And then he says, start doing that to me, we'll get along just fine. I don't know about you. This is borderline harassment. He is socially awkward. And look, he made a mistake. He was caught in the moment. He might even have a crush on Caitlin Clark. I'm not 100% sure, but this is just a creepy response
from a well-known reporter, but, you know, he also has an ego and thinks that this is exciting that Caitlin Clark is in Indianapolis and he's going to get to write about her and talk about her. It is going to get big. But she's 22 years old. You are a grown man. And I have not seen a person in the media become this gaga over somebody since 2013 in the national championship game when Brent Musburger was talking about how Catherine Webb is such a beautiful woman. I mean, look, I'm new to the game. I've been in the media for about 3 years now. I know that I need to be a professional at all times. And yes, I have interacted with athletes, coaches that, you know, are pleasant to the eye. And that's all I'm going to say. But I keep a professional at all times. And that is my rant on Greg Doyle. No, I don't think he needs to get his credentials revoked. But come on, you're a professional. Just get it together. I'm not saying we haven't had all of our slip-ups. I admit, I started becoming a fanboy when I was on Sports Visions. It's about a year ago. And I just got excited that I got to ask Josh Pate a question. That doesn't necessarily mean that I lost my cool and I became an unprofessional. I just think that in Josh's mind that I wasn't a serious journalist, that I was like a fan of Josh Pate's and I came on the show and I was excited to be on the show. But I guarantee you the next time that I run into him, I'm going to be more professional because he is my broadcasting colleague. And even though I'm a fan of the Late Kick podcast with Josh Pate, you know, I give him the respect that he deserves, and I'm also a professional broadcaster as well. Well, I know I went on a rant there about Greg Doyle, Caitlin Clark. You know, it's going to be a very interesting relationship between the media and Caitlin. I can't wait to see it. That's all the time we have. Don't forget, we have got a best of show coming up after this. You don't want to go anywhere. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the playoffs. That's right, playoffs. And we'll talk to you Monday. Keep it real, everybody.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.